Director John Alpert is here to talk about his new HBO documentary, Mariela Castro's March, Cuba's LGBT Revolution, and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, John.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for talking to me. I appreciate it.
Tell us about your new HBO documentary.
So this documentary follows the fight for LGBT rights in Cuba. It's been a pretty rough ride. Even before the revolution, but right after the revolution, there was some very serious homophobia. Gay men were rounded up and put into work camps. There were difficulties for LGBT people to have the same rights as other Cubans. And around 5 or 6 years ago, Mariela Castro, who was Raul Castro's daughter and Fidel's niece, decided that she could do something to rectify the situation, and she's been leading a very effective fight for better rights for LGBTQ.
What was your inspiration for getting involved with this film?
I've been going to Cuba now since 1972. I went over on a sailboat then. I've been to Cuba maybe 50 times and charting what's been going on there. It was always fascinating to me because in the early 70s, we were fighting for better schools, better hospitals, and a lot of things were happening in Cuba that seemed to be the same fights and maybe different answers than what we had here in the United States. But because it was off limits, you know, maybe it was even more attractive. And so I began going to Cuba, sort of gain the confidence of the Cuban people there. And I was able to go to Cuba often when other reporters weren't able to get in. And I've been charting the changes in Cuba over these 5 decades. And I became fascinated with the fight for LGBT rights in Cuba and the fact that it was being led by Mariela Castro, and was sort of wondering whether her pedigree made her fight easier or made it harder.
What do you hope to accomplish with this documentary?
I think the fight for LGBT rights in Cuba is the same fight that we're having in the United States that is basically happening in every country all over the world. And it's interesting to see how different cultures and different traditions try to solve these issues and try to gain equal rights for their citizens. I think we can learn a lot from seeing what's going on in Cuba. I think we can also get a better appreciation of the universality of the need for equal rights for everybody, whether they happen to be born in Havana or the Hamptons, in each city in the United States. Same fight, different circumstances.
What's your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
I consider myself more than a heterosexual man. I consider myself a human being and a citizen of the world. I've been discriminated against. I've been labeled. People have labeled me in a way in which they tried to destroy my career and blacklist me. So I believe that everybody should be evaluated individually, regardless of labels. You're a good person, you're a bad person, and I'll fight that fight and defend everybody's right to equal rights and equal opportunities. It makes our world a better place. That's the world I want to live in. It's everybody's fight.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
Well, I'd like to point out that one of the reasons why Mariela Castro began her involvement in the LGBT rights movement in Cuba is because a number of her friends committed suicide. Their parents had basically told these kids that they'd rather have a dead son than a gay son. And it was very personal to Mariela at that point. And it's one of the reasons why she undertook the campaigns that she's been working on. We see these difficulties every day here in New York City. We do a lot of work with high school kids. We have 200 high school kids in a program that teaches them filmmaking skills and helps them tell their stories. And in many cases, it's kids that are dealing with difficulties in their own families, difficulties with acceptance in schools and in the community. And when we put cameras in their hands and give them the power to tell their own stories, it makes them stronger, it makes them more resilient, it helps educate people. So we're dealing with this every single day in New York City, and we're using filmmaking as a way to empower people and make their lives better.
How can people get information about Mariela Castro's March, Cuba's LGBT Revolution?
people who want to know more about this can go to HBO.com, look under the documentaries. They'll see a description about this film. They'll get the air times. The premiere of the film is November 28th on HBO at 9 o'clock. I hope everybody watches. If anybody wants to get a hold of me, my email is Johnny, J-O-N-N-Y, at dctvny.org. Write to me. Come visit our center in New York City. We have the largest and most honored community media center in the country. We're located at 87 Lafayette Street in a landmark firehouse. We're working on this project, but lots of other films, and we like it when people visit us.
What other projects are you working on?
We're working on a lot of projects. High school students are probably making 20 films right now. They have their own TV show in which they broadcast their autobiographical stories. They've won many, many awards. I'm really proud of the work that they're doing. We have other documentaries on Cuba that we're working on. We have a documentary that we made with Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, about an innovative prison in Florida. It's a boot camp that takes young felons and brings them out of prison, subjects them to a very, very stressful six-month boot camp, and if they survive this ordeal, they get let out of prison. It's an interesting alternative to long-term incarceration. Right now, when somebody gets out of prison, they're basically back in prison at a rate of 60% to 70% in 2 years. After the boot camp, this rate's down to about 20%, so that's pretty exciting. There's lots of stuff going on here at DCTV. Come by and visit.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I think that if somebody were to ask me who I made this movie for, I would say I made this movie for my mother. My mother grew up in a very, very different era when I think people were less accepting of differences. I believe differences and diversity make this world a much better, rich, vibrant, more enjoyable place to live. And I want my mother and people of her generation to have their eyes, hearts, and minds opened up by this film so that they can enjoy the beautiful diversity that exists everywhere on the planet.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
It depends where I am. Mariela Castro has an interesting mantra, and it's the John Lennon song, "All You Need Is Love, dun, 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 dun." And she sings it in the film, but she sings it quite nicely. And if we treat everybody with love and respect, that's a pretty good mantra.